Right. All set, Ms. Ganatra?
We're all good.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Calling the May 12th, 2023 meeting of the Arizona Board of Occupational Therapy Examiners to order at 1:31 p.m. Next item of business is roll call.
Chris Daly?
Present.
Barbara Paulson?
Present.
Darlene Marb?
Present.
Dr. McAllister?
Present.
Shana Ganatra, our Executive Director.
Present.
Mark Harris, our attorney.
Present.
Vicki Garola, myself, yes. Sorry.
Considering that we have established a quorum, having all of our board members present today, our next item of business is agenda item 3, declaration of conflicts of interest. Do any board members have anything to declare?
This is Charlene Marbs. I have no conflicts.
This is Barbara Paulden. I have no conflicts.
Nicole McAllister, a renewal item, Nicole McAllister.
So noted. And Chris Daly, none. Moving on, our next agenda item 4, discuss, amend, and approval of minutes. Item 4.1, regular session meeting minutes of April 14th, 2023. The meeting minutes have been previously distributed and all board members were present for that meeting. Are there any corrections or discussion regarding the meeting minutes?
No.
Hearing no corrections or discussion, I move to adopt the April 14th, 2023 meeting minutes as distributed.
This is Charlene Marks, I second.
It is moved and seconded that the April 14th, 2023 meeting minutes are approved as distributed. All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Charlene Marks?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Next item of business, agenda item 5, review and consider future board meeting schedule. And looking at 5A, June 23rd, B, July 14th, and C, August 11th. Do any members of the board have any scheduling conflicts at this time?
I won't be able to attend June or July.
Mr. Chair, this is Barbara Paulson. I have, I'm available on all of those dates. As of today, I am.
This is Charlene Marks. I'm available those dates as well as of now.
And Chris Daly, I'm available as well. So we will still have a quorum for those meetings. Moving on, our next item of business is agenda item 6. Review, consideration, and possible action, complaints, investigations, and compliance. We have item 6A1, initial review of complaint, Phyllis Capuano. And just in brief summary pertaining to this agenda item, at the January 2023 OT board meeting, we reviewed a complaint that Ms. Capuano employed a concerning treatment technique where she placed a child in tailor sitting and pushed the child's head to the floor while asking if the child was going to listen. The child was stating, "I listen," and crying. Video footage was provided by the child's grandparents. At that time, Ms. Capuano provided a detailed explanation of the related events as well as the treatment strategy employed from her perspective. At the January 2023 meeting, the board voted to invite Ms. Capuano for a formal interview in order to discuss alleged unprofessional conduct further. And one more item of note, Ms. Capuano did provide correspondence dated April 14th, 2023, stating that she has retired her Arizona Occupational Therapy license and is no longer under the jurisdiction of the Arizona OT Board. So just wanted to take a pause here. Is Ms. Capuano with us today?
Mr. Daly, I do see Ms. Capuano is on.
Yeah, I am here.
Hi, Ms. Capuano. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to make any initial statement regarding this before we move forward.
No, I think that I have tried my best to explain the situation, and considering the timing and the length of time that my license would have expired anyway, I moved to retire the license, which I was going to do at the end of that period anyway. So I really have nothing else to say.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Capuano. Do we have anything from board members?
This is Quentin Kalster. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for legal advice.
This is Barbara Paulson. I'll second that.
It is moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Back.
I think we have all back, including Dr. Q. I think he's on the 602 line.
Correct.
Awesome.
All right, returning to the agenda item 6A1, Phyllis Capuano. Ms. Capuano, we do still, although you have decided not to renew your license, we do still have to put the complaint to rest.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Can you state the time of coming back to open session?
I'm so sorry. We have returned to open session at 2:01 p.m.
Thank you.
Returning to the agenda item 6A1, review of complaint for Phyllis Capuano. And I'll just reiterate that we still do need to come up with closure for this complaint. Are the board members interested in having a discussion pertaining to a potential consent agreement in this matter?
I am, Mr. Chairman.
I am as well.
I would also be willing to entertain that due to the situation.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And I just would like to, if I may, just point out as we're having a discussion, one thing I think would be important to keep in mind is we did just see a video clip of one point in time. And unfortunately, haven't been able to get any additional information from the complainant or others regarding the matter. So I think we should just kind of keep that in our minds as we're discussing this particular matter.
Okay.
And for discussion, what do board members think about offering a consent agreement for voluntary surrender of the AZOT license?
Based on what I saw in the video, I would concur with that decision.
Yeah,
and I'm agreeable to that as well. A consent agreement seems reasonable, and given that Ms. Cassiano is also deciding to retire her license.
And my input is that watching that and relating back to the conversations in previous meetings, that to me, I would say, you know, the fact is that there was unprofessional conduct that is in violation of the Arizona Revised Statutes. Looking under unprofessional conduct 32-34010, I would ask my fellow board members to consider L, which is engaging in the performance of substandard care by a licensee due to deliberate or negligent act or failure to act regardless of whether actual injury to the person receiving occupational therapy is established. Does another board member have another statute?
I agree with that. I think that O would be appropriate too. Okay. Any conduct or practice that violates recognized standards of ethics of the occupational therapy profession. And then it goes on to say a practice that does or might constitute a danger to health, welfare, or safety of the client.
And if I can refer both of those statutes, I am in agreement with both of those as well.
They seem to be appropriate to the situation.
Yes, they do.
In my opinion.
Agree.
Would anyone like to venture a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we offer a consent agreement for the surrender of Ms. Capiano's OT license.
Before we do that, it might be beneficial to make a motion to adopt our finding of facts of violating 32-31.
Thank you.
L and O. No, that was an official motion.
I second that motion. Thank you, Dr. McAllister.
You're welcome.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the violations of ARS 32-34010. 10 items L and O. All in favor?
Chris Hale?
Aye.
Charlene Marks?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Dr. McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Ms. Marbs, I apologize. Do you want to give us that motion one more time?
No need to apologize. Yeah, I'll give it one more time. So I'd like to make the motion that we offer Ms. Capiano a consent agreement for the surrender of her license.
Based on the
finding of facts.
And conclusion of law.
Conclusion of law. I should have written down all of those words.
And I apologize. I jumped the gun. I will second that motion.
It is moved and seconded that we offer Ms. Capuano a consent agreement for voluntary surrender of her Arizona State Occupational Therapy license based upon findings of fact and conclusions of law pertaining to ARS 32-3401. 10L and O. All in favor?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, before we vote, can I just ask for a clarification? First, was the voluntary surrender, was that to be treated as a revocation for all reporting purposes? And then did you want to give her a particular time period to sign, and if not accepted, remand to formal hearing?
Yes, for the revocation for reporting purposes.
And maybe, Mr. McAllister, if you were in agreement, you could indicate that in your second.
Yes, I am in agreement, and I would amend that to reflect, as discussed, the revocation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry to interrupt.
No worries. And then you also wanted, did you also say that we need to indicate a time limit?
I think it would be helpful just to, for purposes of keeping it moving forward, but, you know, that's up to you.
I mean, I would be accepting of our standard, I can't remember if it's 30 days or 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Or 60 days. For some reason, I just can't see it. But I think that would be appropriate, unless anybody else has something specific in mind.
I was thinking for like 15 days to sign.
From the receipt?
Yes.
And then if not accepted to forward this to formal hearing?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, Mr. Harris.
Okay.
There seems to be someone online who has raised a hand. Mr. Mock?
Yeah.
With the board being in the middle of discussion, I think we just have to wait.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's complete our motion here.
So can I just, summarize it to make sure that we're all understand what the motion is? The way I understand it, it's to offer a consent agreement for the voluntary surrender of her license for all reporting purposes. It'll be treated as a revocation. She'll have 15 days to sign it upon receipt, but if she chooses not to, then the matter will be remanded to formal hearing.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Thank you. I'm done. I want to mute myself.
And I just say all in favor.
Did we have a second, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I seconded.
Okay, right.
So if we could do a roll call.
All in favor.
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Grant McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
So I'm just wondering if Ms. Capiano understood that she can choose to sign this or not. Did that come across clearly?
And I think if she has any questions, she can always reach out to board staff or myself.
Excellent idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Mack, is this pertaining to the case at hand?
I don't know if he's on mute, but I can't hear.
Sorry.
In the hand accidentally.
We can see you, but we cannot hear your audio.
Mr. Daly, he's not on mute. I'm not sure what might be just on his end. But we cannot hear you, Mr. Mack.
I think sometimes when you call in, you might have to, like, hit star something to unmute your phone. I don't know if that's the issue here. Maybe he can reach out to board staff.
Mr. Harris, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chair, we can probably move to the next item on the agenda.
All right. Sorry, Mr. Mack. If you have anything, you can reach out to board staff. Our next item of business is item 6B, review, discussion, and possible action. Whether or not to open a complaint, we have none. Moving on, our next item of business is agenda item 7, review, consideration, and possible action on applications for licensure. Item 7A, initial applications. 7A1, we have Haley Winos. And in brief, Ms. Winos submitted an initial licensure application on March 14th, 2023. Her application was processed and ready for approval on April 18th, 2023, then received a disclosure statement from her on April 19th, 2023, which indicated she was cited for misdemeanor DUI on April 8th of 2023. And she did include a detailed explanation of the events in her disclosure. Is Ms. Winos on with us today?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Ms. Winos. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to address the board at this time, if you so choose.
Hi.
Oh. Okay. So I think just to, well, hello everyone. I guess just to kind of reiterate the situation. So I had gone out for, a night of two-stepping, and I ended up in a situation where I was being followed. And then, and so I had 3 weeks prior to that, I had been in a situation where I was drugged and sexually assaulted while waiting for a ride. And then on April 8th, I had been followed in this, again, when I was out. And but then shortly after that situation, the gentleman left, and then I continued, well, I stayed at the facility, and I ended up dancing with another gentleman who was kind of like my dancing partner from a couple of times that I had been there, but and was asked simple question if I wanted to hang out afterwards, but it was 1:30 in the morning, and just from the situation 3 weeks prior, I pretty much started to panic and just did not feel safe anymore, and was scared that I was going to end up in a similar situation, and kind of the fight or flight took in, and I just was kind of beelining and kept telling myself, I need to get out of here, I need to get out of here, I need to get out of here. Sorry.
Ms. Winos, thank you for sharing. I guess I was just curious about where the DUI came into play with this.
So with that, I ended up driving that evening. So I, again, was telling myself that I needed to leave, and ended up driving, and that's when I was pulled over for a DUI, which is not far from the facility.
And Ms. Thank you, Ms. Winos. Considering the charges brought against you now, where are you in the process of resolving that?
My case is still pending. I have had my initial court date a couple weeks ago, and they didn't have a plea agreement or anything, and so my next court date will be on June 21st.
Thank you. Any other questions from board members?
I have no other questions.
Any motion?
No, I don't have any questions.
Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the license at this time. This is not a crime of moral turpitude or anything of that magnitude. If there's further actions that impact her ability to work based on the charges, then she would have to give another disclosure to the board. So I make the motion that we approve her license at this time.
I'll second the motion. Quentin McAllister.
It has been motioned and seconded that we approve the license. Ms. Winos, all in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much for your time, Ms. Winos.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next item of business, 7A2, Nicole Vader, disclosure. In very brief, Ms. Vader received a DUI in 2005, completed all related legal requirements, and attached all relevant documentation. Is Ms. Vader here with us today?
Maybe not. Mr. Chair, I would move that the board, based on the length of time of this incident, and that it's not a crime of moral turpitude, I move that the board approve the license for Nicole Vader.
This is Charlene Marks.
I'll second.
Second. Oh.
I was getting ready to make the motion.
It is motioned and seconded that we approve the license for Nicole Vader. All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlie Mars?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Mr. Daly, I just wanted to clarify, was it Ms. Marv that seconded?
I defer to Dr. McAllister.
Thank you.
Moving on, our next item of business, item 7A3, disclosure from Brooke Cox. Very briefly, Ms. Cox disclosed an incident that took place while hospitalized for a medical crisis All charges were ultimately dropped and her arrest record has been sealed. All supporting documentation was also included with Ms. Cox's disclosure. Is Ms. Cox here with us today?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Ms. Cox, and just wanted to give you an opportunity to address the board if you so choose.
Yes, so I was arrested while seeking medical care. I've gone through a mental health diversion program. All charges have been dropped and my record has been sealed, so none of those charges can be found on any background checks or anything like that.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cox. Any questions from board members or a motion?
This is Quinn McAllister. Due to the fact that charges have been dropped, I'll make a motion to approve the license or renewal. I'm sorry. I'm trying to go back and forth. And
Dr. McAllister?
Renewal, correct?
No, and it's an initial.
It's an initial.
Oh, okay. My apologies. Either way, I'll make a motion to approve the license.
This is Barbara Paulson. I'll second that motion.
It is moved and seconded that we approve the initial application for Brooke Cox. All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlie Mars?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you so much, Ms. Cox. Thank you for your time. Best of luck to you. Moving on, our next item of business, 7A4, disclosure from Kayla Bulu. In very brief, charged with misdemeanor DWI, June 9th, 2019, she provided a detailed explanation of the event as well as all supporting documentation related to completion of all legal requirements. Is Ms. Bulu here with us today?
I am.
And I'm very sorry if I'm mispronouncing your last name, which I probably am.
Okay.
And just wanted to check, Ms. Bulu, would you like to address the board at this time?
I was charged and convicted with a DUI in 2019. Shortly thereafter, I completed a chemical dependency evaluation, attended a MAD panel, and then met all the requirements that I needed legally. So I think all of my conditions have been met. It was an isolated incident that I am regretful of.
Thank you very much.
I just have one question. This is Barbara Paulson. And I would say Bolu, is it?
Bolu. So I'm not a native French speaker, so I'm sure someone else can pronounce it much more eloquently.
Yeah, I was just curious that, the incident happened in Minnesota, and at one point in the documentation, you had a California address. So were you licensed as an OTA in California?
Yes, I'm currently licensed as an OTA in California, and then I was licensed in Minnesota as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Any other questions or motion?
Well, I'll move that the board grant the license of Kayla Bulu. Sorry about that. Is there a second?
This is Charlene Marth. I second.
It is moved and seconded that we approve the initial application for Kayla Bulu. All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marv?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. I'll just call you Kayla. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And let me just ask, have you had an offer of employment here and you're waiting on this license?
Yes. Okay.
Chair, member of the board, I have been approving as you're approving, and I will get those scanned and emailed.
Oh, great.
We lost our AG.
No, he rejoined.
Okay. Good. So we're very efficient on this board.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Our next business agenda item 7B, renewal reinstatement applications. Item 7B1, Rachel Carter. In brief, Ms. Carter's license expired on November 21st, 2022. We received the reinstatement application on April 14th of 2023. Ms. Carter provided occupational therapy services without a valid license for 89 days for 12 clients. Ms. Carter ceased practice as soon as the error was realized. Is Ms. Carter here with us today?
I'm here. Sorry, I couldn't get it to go.
Thank you. Hi, Ms. Carter. Just wanted to give you the opportunity to address the board if you so choose.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to say that I am very sorry for allowing that to happen. I let my personal life and my work life kind of took the wayside, which I hope that does not portray me as a therapist for allowing that to happen. Obviously, there was a gap of time of when I saw that. I looked into everything. My email and my address were not correct on there, so I fixed that to be able to receive all the mail, which I know is 100% my responsibility to do, which I should have been more diligent about checking all of this. And as soon as I realized I have not seen anyone, which I know that the damage had already been done for those months of me seeing kiddos, but I have not seen anyone. I will not. I'm just really sorry that I allowed that to happen, and it won't ever happen again. But thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carter. Any questions from board members?
I don't. This is Quinn McAllister. I don't have any questions, but I was just going to say I would be satisfied with following our matrix on this particular scenario as we have in the past.
I agree with you there, Dr. McAllister. And just for quick review, looking at our matrix that we often follow in these situations, for practicing without a license, period of time, 1 month to 5.95 months. Practice mm-hmm. time, 20 days to 119 days. Typically, the action is probation of 1 year and 3 hours of continuing education in medical ethics.
Okay.
Is there any discussion pertaining to that?
No.
The only thing I would say is I'm happy with a motion with that, but maybe expand that to ethics and billing just to give a little bit of flexibility with the continue ed component.
Sorry, Dr. McAllister, did you say ethics and medical, or was that an or?
I would say or the way the flexibility is there. I apologize.
Okay. That makes sense.
Do we have a motion?
Oh, yes. I'd like to make the motion. I'm sorry. I need to get to my screen. That we reinstate the license for renewal with the disciplinary action that was outlined.
I'll second the motion, Quentin McAllister.
It is moved and seconded that we approve the reinstatement license application with the terms of probation for 1 year, as well as mandatory 3 hours of continuing education in medical ethics and or billing.
And Mr. Daly, before you that's where I was going to, Dr. McAllister. So those hours would be into addition to the required number of CEUs?
Okay.
No?
Okay. In addition to the required number of CEUs within 6 months?
Okay.
That's appropriate, I think.
I think so.
All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Ms. Carter.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wishing you the best. Take care.
Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item 7B2. Reinstatement application for Mary Lynn Ashwanden. In brief, her license expired on April 25th, 23. We received the reinstatement application on May 2nd, 23, and Ms. Ashwanden provided OT services on 2 dates for a total of 15 students. Ms. Ashwanden ceased practice when the error was realized and provided us with an explanation. Is Ms. Ashwanden here with us today?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
And following suit, I would certainly be comfortable following along our matrix in this matter as well. There's no discussion and review quickly of calendar time for practicing without a license, 1 day to 1 month. 19 days or less is a letter of concern. Any discussion?
If there isn't, I'll make a motion to issue the letter of concern and renew the license.
This is Charlene Marks. I second.
It is moved and seconded that we approve the reinstatement license for Ms. Ashwanden with a letter of concern. All in favor?
Chris Daly?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marks?
Aye.
Quint McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Next item of business, agenda item 8, action on applications for licensure. Item 8A, the 178 initial renewal and reinstatement applications. And I will move to ratify the 178 initial renewal and reinstatement applications that have been approved by the executive director.
This is Barbara Paulson. I'll second that motion.
It is moved and seconded to ratify the 178 initial renewal and reinstatement applications. All in favor? All in favor?
Charlene Marks, aye.
Chris Daly, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Quentin McAllister, I'm abstaining due to the fact that my wife is in the renewals.
Motion passes by majority vote, 3 ayes and 1 abstention.
Oh. Vicki says she can't hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you too. Well, we voted, so yes, I guess we can hear.
Vicki, we can't hear you.
We can hear each other.
Miss Ganatra is, no, she's off.
No, I'm
no, she's on.
Vicki, okay. Try refreshing. That might help with that. Okay.
The technology is failing us today for sure.
Yeah.
I apologize. We were in the background trying to determine that that comment. Vicki, I see you back on, but you're on mute. Okay. Vicki's saying she can't hear anything, so that she might be having a system error.
Okay.
I can proceed if we have any other. Yeah.
Okay. Are we okay for progressing on from our agenda item 8? Did we capture all of that to ratify the 178 applications?
I don't know. Does board staff have to call the roll to make it official? Or
that was just that was just a process we started due to the fact that we were virtual.
Right.
We used to do it in line in person. So.
So it was really just it wasn't a.
to make it clean.
Yeah, the only time you
exactly. Yeah, we were just ratifying. They have already been approved. So, got it. Thanks, Quentin.
All right. Thank you. Moving on, our next item of business, agenda item 9, review consideration and possible action, board business and reports. Item 9A, chairperson's report. Item 1, updates on the OT licensure compact. And we don't really have any new updates from our April meeting. The only one addition is to just reiterate that any new information may be found on the otcompact.org website under toolkit. And the primary activity going on at this time is they are appointing an executive director in order to take on some of the work in getting the OT compact rolled out across the states who are participating. But the projected date for that going live is still mid-2024. And that's my only update there, but I'll entertain any questions if we do have. All right, hearing no questions, moving on to agenda item 9B, Ms. Ganatra, Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Daly. So let me see.
Sorry about that.
Oh, hi there, Vicki.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We missed you, Vicki.
I thought I just couldn't hear Mr. Daly.
So 9B1, financial review. So we are pretty much consistent with our expenditures for this month, and we do have an upcoming payment to Salesforce that we are going to have to renew due to Ventia still not ready for us to transition over to. So that will be an expense that we will need to make in the upcoming month. However, everything else has been pretty consistent, and we do remain in the black. And we do now have potential items for future expenditures in blue, so that's a good way to identify what's possibly upcoming, in blue. So they've indicated that for us. It's a nice way to see that.
Yeah.
And when I say they, that's our finance department. Any questions?
No, not for me.
Okay. All right, then I will move on to 9B2, which is a review of recent board staff activities. We are still maintaining the hybrid model, working model, and sometimes we do add a few other extra days during the week of being in office, depending on, what the circumstances are, if it's board meetings, et cetera. And we are still working on the Thentia project. So we were in a pretty intensive working sessions the past few weeks, and we'll most likely maintain that schedule again once the project is coming to a closure of having training sessions and working sessions prior to going live for Thentia. So that will probably happen in the next month or so. But I will keep everybody up to date on a release date when we're made aware.
Good.
Yep. If there's no questions. And the last thing is 9B3, which is statistics. And on A, we have 4,570 current licensees.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ganatra.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Ganatra. And would you also like to take agenda item 10.
Yes, I would. Thank you. So we did meet on, okay, I have my dates and I'm a little off today. Let's see. I believe it was on April 21st, on the Friday at 2 p.m. As a subcommittee to review the feedback and comments from the public, and to start identifying which statutes and rules specifically we will be addressing. So we are still in the middle of making those determinations, and the agenda will start having specific statutes and rules in the coming months that we will be addressing specifically to be revised or reviewed. And our next date, it will be May 19th, that we will meet at 2 p.m. on a Friday.
So let me just ask, Ms. Ganatra, were you pleased with the interaction and the voices of what people wanted or were looking for, or did you get some good
feedback? Yeah, I think that we had a lot of, people present and a lot of commonalities in some of the things that, the themes that, individuals are looking for practicing in OT. So it was good. It was a good working session, I think, to get the feedback from the public. And it was wonderful. Mr. Daly, Dr. Q, they were very open to all the feedback and, made sure that the public was heard throughout, so that we could ensure that we got everybody's feedback before we ended the call. I think it was a very good outcome. And we even got feedback by email that we allowed the public to present during.
Oh, good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
It was a good session.
All right. Keep up the good work, you guys.
Very nice to see the engagement of the at large. Yeah. Anything else for Ms. Ganatra regarding rules and statutes?
No, thank you, Mr. Daly. Appreciate it.
All right. Moving on, our next item of business is agenda item 11. Any agenda items for our next board meeting?
Mr. Chair, I have none.
I don't have anything either.
Neither do I.
None from me either. So moving on, our next item of business is item 12, call to the public. And I do believe it's too bad we lost our, there was somebody who wanted to engage us. Just question, would it be appropriate to review that comment that came through via the web platform at this point, just to hear what that call out was from the public?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my understanding was that the comment was related to the agenda item, bear with me, 6A, and just to clarify without really engaging in any discussion, but the board didn't issue any type of, you know, dispositive order. The board's motion was to offer a consent agreement. And if not accepted, to remand a formal hearing. So the board did not take any, you know, disciplinary action or, you know, exceed its statutory authority consistent with the open meeting laws and what was on the agenda. The board did not conduct an informal interview. It just, you know, considered the new information that was presented by the licensee and decided what, if any action to take, and the action was to offer a consent agreement. So I have reached out to board staff to let them know that if I can be helpful in any subsequent conversations that may take place, I'd be more than happy to do so with the individual.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Yeah.
Thank you. Seeing as there is no other public members, moving on, our next item of business, I move to adjourn the meeting today, 2:51 p.m. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion. Quint Elstra.
It is moved and seconded that the meeting be adjourned. All in favor?
Chris Daly.
Aye.
Barbara Paulson.
Aye.
Charlie Mars.
Aye.
Dr. McAllister.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. The meeting is adjourned.